Hello Audio Boo, I'm doing an outside broadcast because they always seem to go quite well when I do them, don't they? Kind of. I'm walking past a very busy dual carriageway. Actually, as I've said the word very busy, it's all gone rather quiet, so I can handle that, that's good news. Yeah, it's been nice. I have just been to see Aaron Mobley play a headline show at the Sugar Mill with two excellent support acts. There was Adam French and Jack Martello. I thought I'd forgotten his name for a second, but it's one of those names that you think you know, and then when you come to say it, it just manages to avoid your tongue. But anyway, yes, they played excellent sets, as did Aaron and his band. And it continues to be a vexation that you can go to a gig, you can pay money to get into a gig. It doesn't matter how much the ticket is. And you can go in and everybody seems hell-bent on talking over the music. It's always going to be a bugbear. And there are times when you can see it etched into the performers' faces that this would be a really good gig if everyone would just shut up and listen a little. Because, you know, I mean, you get on the stage and that's your few minutes, you know. That's your half an hour that you've got to grab people's attention. But if people are going in there sort of dead set on talking through it, then, you know, it's not a battle that you're going to win. So I find it really hard to stomach. And there are times that sometimes echoes through into my performances. What I find myself doing is desperately trying to find like two or three people to lock onto in the crowd that I know are really into it and play the show for them, really. But it's a pity when that happens. My favourite one so far, I think there was the theatre in Bromsgrove last year, but there was also my birthday raffle gig was great because it was a great big shared event. Part of the advantage of having a raffle in the middle of your gig is that everyone's going to pay attention because they want to win a prize. So maybe that is a gimmick I should try and use more often.
This last couple of days I have finally satisfied my curiosity and listened to Janelle Monáe, who is amazing, really, really good. There aren't many artists, I don't think, whose debut albums would be part of a great big concept. It's a very satisfying, bold and ambitious move to have your first EP be part of a suite of songs, a part of a big story, and then the debut album that comes after it is a continuation of the same story. It's pretty hardcore stuff, and it's very impressive. And I mean, I've followed up listening to the album with watching a few interviews and things, and she's a very inspiring person, just for her focus and determination. It's good stuff, and I drink that kind of stuff in. I really do. So I'm looking forward to the next band practice. That's going to be good. I'm hoping to get a few sound bites from that, and I will share them with you. Once I have them. So, all's very good in the news of John McLeod and the Bare Bones Band. I'm hoping to have more good news for you soon. So, woo! Is the general summation of the last few weeks. I'm in a very happy place.